This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. There was celebration in Kenya today after rival political leaders signed a power-sharing agreement with hopes of ending ethnic and political bloodshed.
We have begun a journey. And this journey we are going to walk together. And I can see the light at the end of the tunnel.
That's opposition leader Raila Odinga, who will become prime minister under the agreement reached with President Mwai Kibaki. That deal followed weeks of bitter negotiations that seemed to be going nowhere just a few days ago. More than 1,000 Kenyans have been killed since disputed presidential elections in December, and the conflict has shattered Kenya's image as one of Africa's most stable nations. New York Times reporter Jeffrey Gettleman joins us from Nairobi. And Jeffrey, tell us about this agreement to form a coalition government and how much power Raila Odinga will have as the new prime minister.
Well, people here in Kenya are very excited about what happened today. This was the agreement that they were waiting for. And one solution that had been proposed weeks ago was to give Mr. Odinga this position of prime minister. The government agreed to that, but they were really concerned about ceding any substantial power to Mr. Odinga. It appears that this agreement has indeed delivered that. His job description says he will supervise and coordinate government affairs, and it appears that indeed he is going to have a substantial role in this new government.
So for some reason, the president, Mwai Kibaki, agreed to more than he'd been willing to do just a few days ago.
Yeah, I think a big explanation for that is the foreign pressure. Over the last couple weeks, there has been a unanimous voice by the United States, the United Nations, the European Union, other countries in Africa, who wanted the government to cede Mr. Odinga real power. That's the term they kept using, real power sharing. And I just talked to somebody tonight who works in the government and said that that was a decisive factor and that Kenya does respond to the requests from its neighbors and its friends.
Now, the mediator for this agreement was Kofi Annan, the former UN Secretary General. He had clearly been frustrated by this process and had been on the verge of leaving the country before this deal was worked out.
I think Kofi is the hero of the moment to most Kenyans. He really stuck in these negotiations that at times got quite bitter and seemed quite hopeless.
Jeffrey, in his speech today, Raila Odinga told Kenyans they had to destroy the monster that is ethnicity. And he's talking, of course, about the extreme violence that you've seen there over the past 2 months, pitting one tribe against the other. How confident are people that this agreement will, in fact, destroy that monster he's talking about?
I don't think any single political agreement can deal with the deep-seated ethnic, political, and economic issues that Kenyans are struggling with and that this election really uncorked. But what the hope is that if the supporters of these two men see that they're working together, that they will lay down their arms and they will stop fighting. One of the most dramatic things that we've seen in Kenya in the last 2 months has been this pulling apart of the country along ethnic lines. I've seen truck after truck overloaded with mattresses and furniture and children and goats, everything that people own fleeing one area or another. And I've interviewed many people who say that they're frightened to go back to their old neighborhoods because it was their neighbors and their friends who had turned on them. So that's a big question. Will this country pull itself back together? Will it truly heal? Because a lot of people think it's never going to be the same progressive, promising place if it's still so ethnically divided.
Okay. Jeffrey Gettleman of The New York Times speaking with us from Nairobi. Thanks so much.
Thank you.